We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, enthusiastic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you will get one at 28.5 degrees east, Ashwaran and Hot Brussels. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouè, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Angola and Cuba plan to enhance cooperation in the communication sector. In cultural news, the National Day of Turkey is celebrated. In animal welfare news, a Philippine young hero is honored for helping to rescue an injured dolphin. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 29th, is the birthday of the President of Liberia, Her Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Born in Monrovia, Liberia, Her Excellency has served in office since 2006 and is the first elected female head of state in Africa. President Johnson Sirleaf has shown strong commitment to bringing peace, prosperity, and stability to the West African nation.
During Her Excellency's leadership, enhancements have been achieved in many areas, including health, education, economy, and infrastructure. President Johnson Sirleaf has been honored with the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2007, the country's highest civilian recognition. And in 2006, Her Excellency received the Africa Prize for the Sustainable End of Hunger. In addition, President Johnson Sirleaf was among the 2010 top 10 world leaders listed in the American Newsweek magazine. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, for your devotion to the people of Liberia. May you enjoy a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Blind news. Death toll rises in Thailand floods. As of Thursday, October 28th, torrential rains since October 10th had cost at least 68 lives and affected more than 3.2 million people in what Thailand's Prime Minister Apisit Wichachiwa is calling the worst flooding in 50 years. As heavy rains continue, 25 provinces are said to be still submerged, and officials voiced their concern about waters rising at the convergence of the Mun and Chi rivers in northeastern Thailand. Rice supplies are also endangered as some 1.4 million acres of farmland have been damaged across the nation that is known as the world's largest rice exporter.
In some respite, the capital Bangkok has been kept relatively safe due to the riverside placement of over 4 million sandbags by residents who have been assisted by government personnel. Thai officials have also pledged financial aid to the flood affected and have already provided emergency equipment and supplies such as boats, sandbags, and tents. Noting this year's increased monsoon and cyclone activity throughout Southeast Asia, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conveyed his sympathies as he stated, "It is a stark reminder of the reality of climate change."
When the extreme weather conditions were first reported earlier this month, Supreme Master Qinghai had requested that our nearby association members please check to see if the regional governments need any help and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperate. Sending her condolences and prayers, she also said that emergency funds are available.
"Our thankfulness, Your Excellency Prime Minister Apisit Wichachiwa, and all Thai officials, personnel, and volunteers striving to lessen the disastrous conditions, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. May the residents of Thailand be graced with resiliency as we strive to help alleviate such calamities through our kinder actions toward the environment."
Venice, Italy, swept by floods. On Monday, October 25th, the northern Italian city of Venice was hit by floods as torrential rainfall combined with exceptionally high tides called aqua altas, spurred on by powerful winds, caused water levels to rise 100 centimeters above average. Several areas throughout the city center were inundated by flooding. While there were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries, weather scientists are warning that climate change is increasing the danger of periodic high water in the region. "We are relieved to know of the safety of the Phoenician people, and we pray for the alleviation of such distressing situations as we act with greater consideration toward fellow brethren and the ecosphere."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
New visa accords to ease travel for Georgian and Formosan or Taiwanese nationals. On Tuesday, October 26th, the European Parliament's Civil Liberties Committee approved an agreement with Georgia that will simplify visa documents for travel to European Union member states. Once finalized by European Parliament vote, Georgian students, journalists, and participants in cultural, sporting, artistic, and scientific events will be permitted visa-free entry into the European Union, while decisions regarding visas for other Georgian applicants will have to be made within 10 days. Moreover, all Formosan citizens will no longer need visas to travel to countries within the European Union.
our warm appreciation, European Parliament Civil Liberties Committee members, for this warm advancement in your country's relations. Wishing the Georgian, Formosan and European Union residents abundant friendship and prosperity as we move toward an era where all citizens may enjoy a peaceful, border-free world.
Britain's Queen bestows highest honor on Qatari Emir as Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani and Sheikha Moza Nasser Al Misnad began a 3-day visit to the United Kingdom. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II presented His Highness with the Merit of Knight's Grand Cross of the Order of the Bath in appreciation for the special relations enjoyed between Qatar and the United Kingdom. Their Highnesses had been escorted to the castle in a horse-drawn carriage, accompanied by the Crown Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, and were greeted by Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, as well. On Tuesday, October 26, the Sheikh met with Prime Minister David Cameron and made an historic address at the Houses of Parliament, where he spoke of his country's advancement as he stated, "We have achieved tangible results in development and political progress, and we continue to exert our efforts in order to achieve our goal. In this process, we are inspired by the tolerant principles and teachings of our religion, by our traditions, and by the achievements of countries before us in the fields of science, knowledge, and successful democratic practice. Among those is your friendly country. Our respectful accolades, Your Majesty and Your Highness, for your cordial visit and warm relations that transcend cultures and faiths. May such exemplary respect and understanding inspire nations towards similarly harmonious ties worldwide."
Former Argentine President remembered. Néstor Kirchner, 54th President of Argentina and Secretary General of the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, passed away suddenly on Wednesday, October 27th. Mr. Kirchner, who was also the husband of Argentina's incumbent president, Cristina Kirchner, was much beloved not only in his homeland but also internationally. His time in office was credited with bringing about many improvements to his country, including greatly boosting her economic situation. Numerous nations' leaders expressed their deep sympathies for his passing, including the presidents of Venezuela, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, and the United States, along with fellow politicians and country persons. "We send our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of 54th President Néstor Kirchner, whose life and legacy remain an inspiration for generations to come. May his soul rest peacefully in God's eternal light and love."
Save Our Planet. Biodiversity Conference highlights major solution in diet change. Concluding Friday, October 29th, the 2-week United Nations Conference on Biodiversity has involved intense negotiations by delegates from over 190 nations toward a new protocol on managing natural resources and halting the alarming rate of biodiversity loss, which scientists have warned is presenting an ever more urgent threat to humans' way of life.
Biodiversity, it's an issue which was sometimes too much in the shadow, also in the shadow of the climate change, which is extremely important, but we should understand that biodiversity, it's actually the other side of the same coin.
One of the main issues considered was access to resource management, especially in consideration to indigenous residents.
I think what we know about successful conservation is that communities must be empowered and supported to help conserve the resources they rely on.
Other issues discussed were a new plan to protect biodiversity through such measures as by setting aside land and marine sanctuaries and supporting a new scientific organization to provide recommendations for policies on preventing biodiversity loss. During the ministerial meeting on Wednesday, October 26, Japan and the European Union each announced financial support that would be provided to developing countries in curbing damage to natural areas.
During the conference, a report was also presented by the Netherlands Environment Assessment Agency, offering new strategies to dramatically reduce global biodiversity loss. The study highlighted that conservation practices, though valuable, would fail to be a sufficient solution alone. Rather, a combination of actions would be more effective, with by far one of the best outcomes resulting from a global switch to a meat-free diet. The reason is that livestock raising causes a large part of biodiversity loss through occupying land, destroying forest habitats, and using up vast grain supplies for feed.
We found indeed out that lowering the consumption of meat, or even vegetarians or eat no meat at all, is one of the strongest and best ways of preventing the loss of biodiversity.
Leading delegates agreed about the importance of dietary lifestyle change as a constructive way to protect ecosystems, mentioning the added benefits of reducing climate change, increasing food security, and improving health.
The protection of biodiversity means that we have to reduce emissions and the consumption of resources. And that means that we have to change our lifestyle. Our lifestyle is much too heavy for the nature and the ecosystems. And especially our eating habits have to be changed. I think we eat too much meat and we eat too much fish. And we have to reduce both and be more vegetarian.
I take the view that we should have less meat in our diets and more vegetables. And I think it makes sense for nature, it makes sense economically, and it actually is a solution to the world food problem.
Things like cancer is also partly caused by eating too much meat. And another reason is that it is very beneficial for climate change. The less meat we eat, the lower will be the change in climate. So that's, I think, three good reasons: biodiversity, climate change, and personal and his health, to reduce the consumption of meat.
We sincerely thank all participating scientists, governments, and organization leaders for your efforts to find ways to save our co-inhabitants in the natural environment and thus humankind. May we adopt the soundest policies, beginning with the cost-effective, life-supporting shift to an organic vegan diet to ensure a vibrant future for all.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the need for more benevolent consideration of our co-inhabitants to ensure our own well-being and that of the planet.
If we want to live according to nature and let things evolve accordingly, then we should respect our nature. Right now, we interfere too much with nature, and we even breed animals unnaturally, like at least 55 billion livestock per year, and billions more fish, etc. These are not natural made. Can this be called ecological or natural at all? And we can see for ourselves already that killing, torturing animals, eating animals, has not been helpful to our evolution, ecologically, economically, scientifically, medically, nothing. And it only brings us trouble and suffering up to now, like the mad cow disease, the swine flu, the bird flu, so many diseases, etc., etc., that now we can't even deal with. We have to protect all species, so that we can keep our biodiversity and keep a natural evolution for all beings, including humans.
Save our planet. Failed harvests and prolonged flooding have led to increased vulnerability of the southern Sudanese people to visceral leishmaniasis, also known as Kala Azar, with officials saying the medical caseloads are 6 times higher than those seen in 2007.
Save Our Planet. A study by Environment Canada's Air Quality Research Division shows that air-dispersed chemicals called persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, which can linger in the soil and water, may be mobilized back into the atmosphere due to rising temperatures.
Save Our Planet. European artist Jason Decaire-Taylor, who in 2006 installed 70 life-size cement human sculptures on the ocean floor off the coast of Grenada's West Indies to help create an artificial reef, returns to find that nature has turned them into unique works of art and homes for a variety of marine life.
Warning news. The World Health Organization notes that a new strain of the H1N1 swine flu virus has begun to appear in Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore, which may be more fatal than the original strain and also may infect those who are already vaccinated.
Hi, I'm Crookie, the vegan frog. Today I have a tip on storing paintbrushes. After your brush has been thoroughly cleaned, it's a good idea to tap it on the palm of your hand a few times. This should bring the bristles back to its original form. Then you can wrap your brush in a sheet of newspaper, securing it in place with tape to keep it protected. Hang the brush on a hook or keep it flat on its side until it's used again. Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thanks for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
World News, Angola and Cuba agree to enhance cooperation in the communication sector. Minister of Social Communication for Angola, Her Excellency Dr. Carolina Sequeira, announced that a memorandum of understanding between the two nations will be implemented. It will enable Angola's top leaders and journalists to receive technical and professional training. Other benefits will include an exchange of delegations and educational audiovisuals. Our accolades and thankfulness, Your Excellency, Dr. Carolina Sequeira, Angola and Cuba, for your dedication to working together. May countries continue to grow in support of each other for increased prosperity, harmony and sustainability.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Turkey, observing its becoming a republic in 1923. Located in southeastern Europe and southwestern Asia, this mountainous country has a rich history. The archaeological site of Troy, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, is situated in northwestern Turkey. Another World Heritage Site, the Great Mosque and Hospital of Divriği, is an example of Turkey's fine architectural heritage and is considered a masterpiece. Today is also the birthday of the President of Turkey, His Excellency Dr. Abdullah Gül, born in Kayseri, Turkey in 1950. In office since 2007, His Excellency has been recognized for his efforts toward building peace in several countries in the region and enhancing democracy in Turkey. Among President Gül's many honors is the 2010 Chatham House Prize for his contribution to the improvement of international relations. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Abdullah Gül, for your work toward increasing global harmony. May you have a wonderful birthday in the company of loved ones. We also wish the kind people of Turkey a celebratory National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Philippine young hero received a Worldwide Fund for Nature Award. We'll go water the flowers. Be right back. Stay tuned for more thoughtful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lucky news for a wish-fulfilling world. In animal welfare news, a Philippine young hero is honored for helping to rescue a precious life. 8-year-old Carl Andrea Lotirio of Barangay Poblacion in Oriental Mindanao was presented with the Hero of the Environment Award by Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF. Carl was swimming near his village with three other youngsters when he saw a dolphin that appeared to be weakened. He approached and hugged the injured animal, later reporting the situation to authorities. They were able to arrive within 3 hours and lead the dolphin to deeper and safer waters. Congratulations, brave and compassionate Carl Andrea Lotirio, on your recognition. May all our cherished animal friends of land and sea have ample area to roam and flourish under heaven's loving protection.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Bosnian entitled Baby Kangaroo.
Mali kengur pita svoju mamu: "Hej mama, mogu li ja staviti svjetlaca u tvoj džep? Htio sam da čitam prije spavanja."
And now for our viewers' hotline on Gifting Peace, Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, bravo, it's extraordinarily done. It touched me and our entire family watching this show. We're still moved at the end of each show, especially the last one. The theme, Gifting Peace, and the song, Let's Love, and the song sung by Donna Lewis have been echoing in our hearts and minds. It's so impressive to see a show with many not just very famous and talented artists, but also vegan themselves, and with many diversified groups of artists and types of entertainment. We are extremely happy to cheer and to celebrate with Supreme Master TV, wishing you all the best. Tui from Val-d'Or, Quebec, Canada.
Hi Tui, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Gracious Tui, thank you for your supportive note and your beautiful wishes. I also very much appreciate the immensely talented artists who so lovingly shared their amazing creativity. Heaven's light to you and the welcoming people of Canada. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Mood for the News.
May you and your treasured ones be blessed with everlasting harmony and friendship.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the United Nations General Assembly, 80 new member states are elected to serve on the 54-member Economic and Social Council, or ECOSOC, which meets annually to encourage global economic and social cooperation as well as development.
Commemorating Make a Difference Day, several members of U.S. President Barack Obama's cabinet and some 500 volunteers transform a public charter school in Washington, D.C. by building a new playground, outdoor classroom, and picnic tables, as well as planting 3 gardens.
Since President Evo Morales assumed office in 2006, Bolivia's debt levels have decreased from 50% to just 15% of national income, with the government having made timely payments and been forgiven debt by several international lenders.
Canadian actress Pamela Anderson and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Senior Vice President Dan Matthews speak with students at the Oxford Union in the UK about the ethical and environmental reasons for adopting the plant-based lifestyle.
China's Ministry of Housing and Urban Rural Development announces a ban on animal performances in zoos and wildlife parks throughout the country to improve their welfare and protection.
To encourage innovative journalism in the digital age, U.S.-based internet company Google donates $5 million for programs to be offered through global nonprofit organizations focused on new media development.
The Swiss Red Cross donates $82,000 to help residents affected by floods in the Songhin district of Âu Lac of Vietnam, Fujian province.
U.S. engineer and entrepreneur Tony Mulligan develops a robotic float that can navigate rough waters approximately 12 times faster than humans to rescue drowning swimmers.
Ecuador's Vice President, Lenin Moreno, calls upon fellow citizens to foster dialogue among all democratic sectors towards the goal of improving the country's unity and security.
Doctors and nurses from Kaiser Permanente in California, USA, donate their time and professional skills to provide 40 patients in urgent need of outpatient procedures with free surgeries.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.